We'd been reading previously about Masjid al-Quba. Quba lies approximately 3 miles south of Medina Munawwara. Here, a few families of the Ansar resided. These inhabitants were predominantly made up of the family of Amr bin Auf radiallahu anhu, and the chief of this family was Kulsum bin Hadam radiallahu anhu. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Quba, he stayed at the house of Kulsum bin Hadam radiallahu anhu, whilst Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu stayed at the house of Khubayb bin Isaf radiallahu anhu. The Ansar would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in droves from all around the vicinity, and with utmost humility would present themselves to offer their salams. After the departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu stayed over in Makkah Mukarramah for 3 days. After returning the property and wealth of the people entrusted to him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu also left Makkah Mukarramah, joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Quba, and also stayed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the house of Kulsum bin Hadam radiallahu anhu. Subsequent to his arrival in Quba, the first task which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook was the laying of the foundation of a masjid. He brought a stone with his own Mubarak hands and placed it in the direction of the Qibla. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also placed a stone each in the same direction. After them, the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum fetched a stone each, and then the actual construction of the masjid started in earnest. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also carry the heavy boulders himself. At times, to clutch it more firmly, he would hold it close to his blessed stomach. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum would urge him to leave it, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not yield to their appeals. SubhanAllah.